those in the house to talk about how they are greening and ask us to do the same, I imagine. Today's topic, construction scene in Michigan. How is it, as well as the upcoming WM Design and Construction Expo and the XB Awards. Let's talk to you. Welcome back, Elizabeth Bovert, Executive Vice President, Builders Exchange of Michigan. It's a mouthful. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Appreciate you. I always like to ask you to introduce yourself and your organizations, please.
Absolutely. I am Executive Vice President of the Builders Exchange of Michigan. We have been around since 1885. Whoa. Yes, been around quite a while. We were set up for contractors basically to get bidding work on commercial construction throughout. It started with Grand Rapids. We have now gone to the entire state of Michigan.
Great. Are you busy?
We are very busy. We have not seen a whole lot of change as far as the projects coming through, the volume, the number of them. Right now, I think we have posted over 9,500 projects, both in our planning and active bidding. We're also busy. I'll be entering my third year of leadership here. And wow. our exchange, we're actually, my focus has been on becoming sustainable as well, which means we have redone our whole IT technology, new website, which has been painful growth, but very good for us.
Well, it's something that's probably necessary at this point in your life with your organization. Let's get into some specifics here, Elizabeth. What does the current construction landscape look like in, we'll say Michigan, but maybe a favoritism to West Michigan?
What I am seeing, and this would be also what my members are seeing, is there's not been any lull whatsoever as far as projects coming through. We are seeing a lot of rebidding, so a lot of projects aren't getting bidders because there aren't enough trades to actually do the work. And I think what happens, too, is when you don't have the bidders, prices tend to go up. Owners tend to wait till prices come back down. So we've not seen. Typically, this is cyclical in construction. You'll see it gets busy, it slows down. I still have yet to see that slowdown coming.
Can you put a dollar amount to current construction?
I really can't at this point. Depending on the areas, you see West Michigan is very strong. I look out my window downtown, and I can see four buildings going up. But I know that Detroit also is just going through a crazy boom right now as far as building, as well as a lot of things going on in Lansing, which is great.
So if I ask you what might the near future look like for construction and how that affects basically the overall economy?
I believe that projects are still booming. They are still building. I think that there is a lot that's coming into West Michigan, which is fabulous for us as well. But I think we have to address a few issues, and one is getting enough trades and people basically trained in that, in those different areas, so that they can do the work.
Let's talk about this expo, this West Michigan Design and Construction Expo. Share the history and the specifics.
So the West Michigan Design and Construction Expo, we are now on our seventh year as a joint show with CSI, which is the Construction Specification Institute. We joined together because we both have a big representation in what we do. This year it's October 26th, and we're really excited that we now have, we are creating a CEU marathon. So for architects, anybody trying to get certified, we've got a marathon. We've got an energy efficiency roundtable that's going to happen. We've got some speakers from Ann Arbor, from Lansing. So we're really excited to offer something that's a little bit more robust this year. And as always, this is free to attend for everybody who comes, which we're excited to do that and continue.
Where is it held?
This is going to be at the Pinnacle Center in Hudsonville.
And how would one find out more information? We'll ask this at the end as well.
They can go to either our website at grbx.com, or they can go to West Michigan Design and Construction Expo, which is a little bit longer. The other thing, too, that I'm really excited, this is our third year for the EXPE Award. We're excited that GVSU is our sponsor, and what we have been able to create is a sustainable construction scholarship with USGBC. So this is to assist West Michigan students pursuing their LEED Green Associates or their LEED AP accreditation. So that's very exciting for us to do as well.
So the EXPE Award, that's E-X-P-I. Tell me more about the history and maybe a past winner or two.
Absolutely. This is, it's the award is given for sustainable construction or innovation. We are accepting applications, and they can go to the Expo site or my GRBX site. We can, everything connects from that site. Last year's winner, and they were here, I believe you interviewed them as well, was Advanced Architectural Products, and they won for a green girt product. And our first year's winner was 2015, and that was Prebuck for a parapet cap. A parapet cap.
It's construction language, right?
Exactly.
That's cool. EXPE Award. So, get out there and share your best. If you don't enter, you might not win. What else is important that your West Michigan know about the construction scene in Michigan and your Builders Exchange of Michigan, Elizabeth?
I think that right now we are, as I said, we are continuing growth as far as both, I think in Michigan itself, there's a lot of growth. And with our, the Builders Exchange, we, in trying to keep sustainable, we also want our members to be sustainable as well. And we try to provide more benefits for them so that their companies can maintain through the busyness and through the slowness, because we, as I said, it cycles out. I think we've been busy for the last few years, but we, as I said, we try to get them to be profitable by giving them a lot of discounts for their membership. And we also feel, too, one thing that's very important for us to give back to the community. We just had a golf outing where we raised over $10,000 to give to the Guiding Lights program, their Back to Work program. So that's very exciting, too.
We have Guiding Light on in the next half hour. So
yay.
That's kind of cool. Well, congratulations to all you do with your Builders Exchange of Michigan, looking for the EXPE Award and the Construction Expo, and I guess looking one more time, how do we continue the conversation with you?
If you go to grbx.com, you'll find all the information you need at my website.
Thank you, Elizabeth Bovard, Executive Vice President, Builders Exchange of Michigan. Go get them.